This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome, Bulls Nation, to another episode of the Sports Ethos Chicago Bulls coverage show. I am your host, Keith Cork, and I am joined here by my buddy and co-host, Mr. Trey Hill. Welcome back, Mr. Trey. We've been missing you a couple episodes this week, but here to help me break down an excellent Bulls win, you know, shorthanded against this OKC Thunder team that just tends to give us problems. But pretty good win, huh, Trey?
Yes, glad to be back on a win. Had some things pop up, so I wasn't able to make the last couple shows, but glad to be back on Neil Funk night especially. And another slow start by the Bulls, but they were able to recover and come away with the victory. So all is well that ends well.
Neil Funk, man, it is fantastic to hear that guy again. Let me just say, I want to say something about that because Neil Funk has been close to my heart for a long time. You know, when it comes to Bulls games, and I know I've told, you know, many stories about my youth here, listening to the Chicago Bulls and watching the Chicago Bulls. But I've also told you that, you know, I didn't have cable growing up. So a lot of those Bulls games weren't possible to, you know, I couldn't watch them. And I had to resort to radio. So Neil Funk is one of the voices of my childhood, man. You know, between the Cubs announcers and the Bulls radio announcers, that's a lot of my childhood memories growing up with sports, is listening to those guys while I'm, you know, out doing something or in bed at night. ESPN 1000 would play the White Sox and the Bulls games, so I got to listen to both of those, actually. More of a Cubs fan, but I like both teams. I love Chicago teams, so it doesn't matter. So Neil Funk, yeah, close to my heart, and just hearing him announce the second quarter today, I was all smiles, man. I had my kid in my lap, and obviously, you know, he's still too young to really understand any of this, but it just brings you back. And I know Adam Amin kind of teared up at the beginning and said, "I'm just a kid sitting here right now." I felt the same way, man. It just takes you back to being a kid and hearing those calls. They had the Jordan calls, obviously, and stuff. But yeah, tell me your Neil Funk stories, man. How did you feel about Mr. Funk being back?
I mean, I don't have any specific stories. Like, I don't have any specific call other than the Jordan calls that just really come to mind when I think about him. But I just, hearing his voice again, it was like traveling back in time is really what it was like. I had the game turned down a little bit, and I was kind of half, I wasn't watching a show with the wife, but I could hear it. I was, you know, in the room with her kind of vicinity. And as soon as I realized that Neil Funk was getting ready to come on for the second quarter, I just looked at her and I said, "I'm leaving you." And I ran off to be in the office to sit alone so I could just sit down, turn this thing up all the way, and just travel back in time. It was so nice to hear. I loved hearing how happy he was coming back there at the end. Him and Stacy, you know, kind of when they said goodbye, he talked about how happy he was to be back doing it. And I messaged you like right after that. I wish he would just come back like once a month and just, you know, do a quarter or even come on and do a 3-man booth. Just if he likes being around and if he happens to be at the game, pop down and say hello because we do miss you. And it was so great to hear from him again.
Yeah, just a living legend. And I know if you guys haven't checked it out, yeah, I know the Bulls released about a 20-minute video just interviewing people that, you know, had worked closely with Neil throughout his career. And I, you know, I'll be honest. I mean, I'm 35, and I didn't realize how long that guy's career was. I mean, he was announcing Dr. J games. Like, he was, he's been around for a very long time. He's been with several different very just high quality organizations, and just an impressive guy, impressive career. Just seems like a nice guy. Everybody that, that comes in contact with him. I mean, I'm just tearing up now thinking about it, but just seeing all the fans in the stadium giving him hugs. And he's just like totally open to it and like doesn't, you know, even care. Just there for the fans and just so happy to be involved in everything. And he was just so hearing them talk about how modest he was and just, you know, never it was no, nothing was ever a big deal. You know, he was around Jordan. He was around Dr. J. He was around all these huge stars. And it was never like it never got to his head. And he's just such a down to earth guy. So, yeah, incredible stuff, man. I'm so happy that Neil Funk was there. I'm happy that the Bulls pull out this win on Neil Funk night, of course, but first and foremost and above all else. But it was pretty touch and go there for a little bit, Trey. Didn't start necessarily the best. The OKC Thunder really jumped out to a big lead at the beginning there.
There was a point in the game where the Thunder had literally twice as many shots, more than twice as many shots as the Bulls. The Bulls had 6 field goal attempts and the Thunder had 14. That's just not something that leads to success.
Yeah, and Lu Dort, you know, dropped 31 on us. I don't know why. This guy just seems to have big games against us. He's got big games against other people, too. He's a pretty good player. I wonder if he ever ends up on another team because I just don't think he's going to hit his full ceiling potential on the OKC Thunder right now. I think they're looking for something else. But he's just a very, very solid player. His three-point shots come a long way. So good to see him thriving. Also, obviously, Josh Giddey had his, I believe, second career triple-double tonight. So they played well. They played very well against these Bulls. They only shot 38% from the floor. Am I reading this right? It seemed like they shot so much better. They didn't shoot very well in the second half. They jumped out to a big lead, Trey. And in the second half, the Bulls really kind of took care of business and really clamped down on defense, I felt like, in spots. It was good to see Derrick Jones Jr. back out there, right? Obviously, he's playing through injury. Didn't look entirely like himself. Banged up his hand again today. Just playing through.
He was hurting.
Yeah,
you could tell he was hurting, but you see Zach come back and play whenever his back's hurting. You see Derrick Jones Jr. come back as soon as he can get in. You see Javonte Green coming back. Well, it's still lingering. You know, he has to have a minutes restriction. We watched DeMar DeRozan carry this team night in and night out. Vucevic is always the big man load. Watching these guys just kind of come together, this team, I love watching, like, they're just all in it together. They're all doing their best to keep the ship afloat and just kind of get to the playoffs. And Derrick Jones Jr., he was just kind of the epitome of the Bulls tonight. Just, you could tell how bad it hurt. And that lob Io threw to him, that, you know, obviously didn't get finished, but I literally just laughed out loud at, what in the world are you thinking throwing that? Because even if he finishes that, like, you're going to break his finger again. But yeah, it was great to see him back out there. I thought he gave a really good minutes. And
this season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano, or pick up bass guitar, or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
I know we wanted to add another big at the trade deadline, but I still like his potential, especially once he's back healthy and is able to really protect the rim with both hands. I really think he can play the small ball five.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to be matchup dependent. I think there are some teams where that's not going to be the best option, obviously. The OKC Thunder are pretty darn weak on the interior. They've got Isaiah Roby and I'm even trying to think. I'm blanking on other big men that are there. I know Pokuševski's there. He's not really a big. Who else plays big for them?
Basley's there, but he's more. He's more of a face-up guy. You know, he doesn't have a lot of post moves whatsoever.
Yeah, there's not. I mean, there's just not a lot of big bodies there. They're very weak on the center, and the centers have been killing all year. I know because I play DFS, obviously, and we target them. But speaking of DFS, guys, and all that, please go take a moment to follow at Ethos Fantasy PK on Twitter. It's the single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed on earth. Get all your NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. It's faster than the competition and provides more analysis too. Again, that's at Ethos Fantasy PK on Twitter. Go follow it now. And as we're talking here, I'm hitting my bets here and winning $50 on Thrive Fantasy. So let me go ahead and give them a shout out. Thrive Fantasy is our daily fantasy partner here at Sports Ethos. So go prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or at thrivefantasy.com. Use code ETHOS when you sign up to get 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit up to $100 plus either 2 or 4 free game tickets to play. Pick player props on the biggest teams playing every night. Score points when your props hit, and the players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize money. And check out our Sports Ethos DFS team or podcast for advice on winners. Again, that code is ETHOS over at thrivefantasy.com. Just telling Trey before we hopped on here, I got two $25 free tickets to tomorrow's Super Bowl contest for Thrive Fantasy where you can win $20,000. So go hop on that. It's a really good deal. But yeah, Trey, as I was saying, the OKC Thunder are a team that I like to target with the center position. And we saw Avuc did to them tonight. Just a manimal down there, man. We've been talking about Avuc now for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 games about having, you know, playing well over the last 15 games or so. And now it's a sizable sample size. It's not, you know, there's no fluke here. He's playing like the Nikola Vucevic of old. I don't know if he's adjusted to his role better. I don't know if he just looks more springy out there to me. He looks like he's more engaged physically. He was dunking on those couple of dunks that he had tonight. They were just powerful dunks. You weren't seeing that early in the season, right?
You weren't. And I really give Io a lot of credit. Stacey King brought up on the broadcast the chemistry that they have. I think he mentioned that 5 or 6 of Io's 9 assists ended up going to Vooch. And those two dunks, both of those dunks came from Io passes that just kind of – they set Vooch up to have that momentum to just kind of carry in right into those dunks. So Vucevic, he really carried the Bulls, I felt like, the first three quarters. He let DeMar kind of, you know, just kind of flow in the offense and get his points. And then down the stretch, it was the DeMar DeRozan show. But DeMar was fresh because Vucevic was able to kind of be the focal point. Because the Thunder were so weak on the inside, he was really just able to dominate, even though he was 0 of 4 from three-point land. Like, even not knocking down any three-point shots, he had 31 points.
Yeah.
When's the last time do you think he had a 30-point game without making a 30-point shot?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Do you have that handy? Because I would.
I don't. So you go on a spiel. I'll see if I can find it. You talk about.
I was going to say. No,
Vucevic and Io.
I will. Yeah, Io. Yeah, I'll hit on Io in a minute here. But let me give you a guess here before you go looking. I'm going to say it happened to Orlando at some point. I think he probably did it in Orlando. But I don't think he's done it with the Bulls. I want to say it's definitely in Orlando. I want to say maybe his second to last season in Orlando. That's my official guess. But no, Io Dosunmu tonight. Triple-double alert, man. He was on triple-double alert with, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes left in the game. I hoped he got it. He got he ended up with 9 assists, I believe it was, and 8 rebounds. So very, very close to getting that triple-double. Obviously, triple-double is kind of an arbitrary number. He played well. It doesn't matter if he got the triple-double or not. I would say he played just as well as Josh Giddey, even though Josh Giddey got that triple-double. I thought Kobe White, too. I think we need to hit on him also. His offense is just coming in super-duper clutch, especially any time that Zach LaVine is out. So, again, I posited this question on Twitter a couple days ago, but, you know, how happy are we that we kept Kobe White through the deadline? I think now we can definitively say that he is filling a role for us that I don't think anyone that we got back in a trade would have filled. So I'm happy we got Kobe White. But did you find that for us, Trey?
I've checked the last 2 Bulls years. It hasn't happened since then. But you mentioned Kobe White. I have written down that he had 2 huge threes there at the end of the game. Once the last time the Thunder were able to take the lead, I think it was 89-91, maybe 90-91, something like that. But Kobe was it would have been 89 because Kobe was able to make the 3-point shot in the corner to take the lead from there. And then he had another one later. I think we had 101 points, and he was the one that got it to 104. But it was a late shot that he was able to knock down. So being able to hit those 2 huge threes whenever DeMar. They kind of ramped up the pressure on DeMar, and he needed somebody to knock down an open shot. Kobe was able to do that, and I love his value. I noticed against the Timberwolves, they threw McDaniels on him. He does seem to struggle against longer guys, but as long as you can get him a comfortable shot, he's been great the last 2 months.
And the other thing I love about Kobe tonight, 5 assists and only 1 turnover. Though I don't even care about the assists. He doesn't even need to dish the ball. I just need him to not turn the ball over and to score points. That's the 2 things I'm looking for from Kobe White. So one turnover tonight, 16 points. That's it. I'll take that any day of the week for Kobe White. Absolutely, like I said, his offense, not only was the numbers themselves don't pop off the page to you, but it was timely. Each basket was timely, like you said, Trey. It came exactly when the Bulls needed it. It came when the Bulls absolutely needed a bucket because you could feel when the tide is shifting. And Kobe White was kind of that run stopper, I felt like.
He did an excellent job. And I found it. It was back when he played for Orlando, December 28th. 2018.
Oh, even he scored
exactly 30 points against the Toronto Raptors. Orlando beat Toronto that night by 29 points. So Vucevic with 30 and 19 and 8 that night, just total domination. Also without a 3-pointer.
So it's been almost 4 years, I think, right?
Yeah, you mentioned Kobe's assists. He not only did he have the assists, I noticed a few times he was able to drive, break down the defense, and then dish out, and then the ball rotate around to an open shot. So while he didn't get the assist, he was the guy that broke down the defense, and it was his playmaking ability after that to get the ball out there and to have them swing it that led to the open shot. So he's really, I think there's got to be a little bit of a weight off his shoulders after the trade deadline's passed and he's still here. So hopefully he can just keep on playing well. Troy Brown Jr., they shouted him out there at the end. He didn't have any points, but
0-for-9 from the field. And I know I saw people crapping on this guy, and 0-for-9. That's rough. But yeah, go ahead.
I mean, he's not a scorer. He's not that's not what we ask him to do. And you're going to have rough nights. But to see him continue to play hard, continue to play good defense, continue to do other little things to help win. He was the guy who got the offensive rebound at the end of the game that, you know, let us be able to get those free throws there at the end and seal the game. I know he's the guy who's going to end up not getting minutes once everybody's back, but for him to be able to go out there and find ways to be productive without scoring points, even though he's like our 10th or 11th guy when everyone's healthy, I think that's really valuable. And he's pretty young, so hopefully he can continue to learn from these guys and maybe blossom into something even better.
I think he's an excellent, you know, like you said, end of the bench, maybe not even 10 or 11, maybe 11, 12, or even 13th guy. But his versatility makes him pretty valuable because he can play point guard for you. He can play small forward. He can play a little power forward. And what I like from him tonight, like you said, 11 boards tonight. And I loved the activity on the rebound. That's what the Bulls needed. They didn't have Javonte Green tonight. Obviously, Derek Jones Jr. played. He played, I think, 23 minutes or so. About 23 minutes. And he snagged a couple rebounds and scored a couple points. He actually fouled out. Wow, I didn't notice he fouled out, but he fouled out. but, yeah, he wasn't 100%. So Troy Brown Jr. was the guy that filled that role tonight, and he can fill that role. He can be a – I know you say he doesn't score points, but he can be a shooter. He can put up buckets. And he proved that in Washington when they didn't have Bradley Beal and they were kind of tanking a little bit. He got a lot of run there, and he didn't score a whole lot of points, but I want to say averaged double figures or close to double figures. So, you know, he can knock down some shots here and there. He's just kind of like a Swiss Army knife, but like you said, not a great Swiss Army knife. It's not somebody I'm looking to give. He got 28 minutes tonight, 27 and a half minutes tonight. I'm not looking to give him that many minutes on a nightly basis. I'm looking more to give him maybe a 10 to 15 minute role, or maybe an expanded role if people are missing.
And if he is getting those 27 minutes, he's probably not somebody you're picking up on one of your fantasy sites.
No, he is not. Although I will play him DFS because he's usually the rock bottom pricing. But DeMar DeRozan, let's move to DeMar DeRozan because he is just cooking, man. Was it six straight games, I think, with 30 plus points? Almost got
the marvelous DeChosen, yeah. As my buddy Marcus loves to call it, loves to say.
I like it. Almost a 40 burger tonight. 5 assists, 6 rebounds. But man, just. I don't know. He's scary, man. I don't know how other teams can even stop him because he I think Stacey was saying tonight on the broadcast, you know, teams know where he's going. They know what he's trying to do. He does kind of the same, like, two or three things every time. But you just can't stop it. There's nothing you can do to stop DeMar DeRozan from scoring the basketball.
No, it is a very difficult task to undergo. It's... Even when teams double him hard, they have to be one of, you know, the top 10 teams in the league defensively to really cause him a lot of issues. That's just how talented of a scorer he's become. And it's not even just drawing fouls, which he's great at. He shot 16 free throws tonight. That's not by accident. But he's also just great at making tough shots. I don't remember the last time I had so much confidence in someone that took so many difficult shots. There's so many shots where guys, you just look like they're blanketed on him, and he still manages to knock it down. Super impressive. I thought the team around him did well, and I enjoyed how it wasn't just the DeMar show for the entire game. So we were able to really get that fresh DeMar at the end, and he was able to seal it for us like the closer he's been. I think all NBA first team for me right now. He's been that good and that important for this team.
Yeah, and you know, I think I've said before, he's going to be in the MVP voting. I don't really think he's going to win MVP. I don't think he deserves MVP. I think what Embiid is doing and what Jokic are doing is just absolutely incredible. But what he's doing is incredible too, Trey. I mean, especially this last run of games here, he's gone on streaks of games where he scored close to 40 points on like six, seven, eight nights in a row, games in a row, I should say. And that's nothing to sneeze at. I think I pointed out in the last episode I did where I rode solo, but one of only four people in the league that's scoring at least 27 points per game, 5 rebounds per game, and 5 assists per game. The other three are Giannis, LeBron James, and Kevin Durant. That's pretty darn good company, man. But the Bulls.
Yeah, that's nothing to sneeze at there.
That is nothing to sneeze at. But the Bulls, they get that big win. You know, I was hoping they would go, was it 4-0 here before the All-Star break here. 3-0, I should say, in these next those next three games. You got the Spurs and the Kings coming up next. Two very vulnerable games, Trey. And, you know, I hope we get Zach LaVine back. He was out tonight with something wrong with his knee. I don't know the exact specifics there. Did you happen to see anything?
No, I didn't know that him or Green were out until the starting lineups were announced. I had to work late, and so I had the game on my phone, and I didn't – so because it was on my phone, I didn't have anything else pulled up, like Twitter or anything. So I didn't know they were out until the starting lineups. I just assumed it was basically rest because I saw him grab his back. It seemed like a few times last game, especially after he had that one dunk. So to me, I just assumed it was rest. I didn't know it was anything with his knee. So now I'm a little more concerned.
Okay, so I do see Rob Schaefer. This was 4 hours ago. Rob Schaefer on Twitter did tweet out. Donovan added that Levine's back spasms are mostly under control, so that's good news. This is a product of the knee soreness he's been managing. So it's just we have heard of this before, just kind of a general knee soreness, I guess. And I think he had to miss some time with that before, but he's managing that pain in his knee, which is not a good thing, obviously. We'll have to monitor that. I think the All-Star break is going to be good. I'm hoping he doesn't play a whole lot of minutes in that All-Star game. You know how I feel about the All-Star game, Trey. I really don't care about it. I hope DeMar DeRozan and Zach play for like maybe 10 minutes apiece and they guard each other at some point. That's like the epitome of what I'm hoping from the All-Star game. And I'll watch the highlights. I'm not going to watch the game. So that's how I feel about it. But yeah, I hope he gets that rest. And I think he needs it here to just kind of get himself right. Good news on that those back spasms being under control, though, at least, right?
Yeah, that is good news. You mentioned the Spurs and the Kings are coming up. I'm excited to get to watch those two teams since they were two of the more active teams at the trade deadline. We'll have two new looks from those two Western Conference teams. Nice three-game winning streak. I know it's just the Hornets, Timberwolves, and Thunder, but it's nice to win the games you're supposed to win, especially when you have, you know, a quarter of your roster not playing. So for the Bulls to be able to continue to get these wins, I'd like to see them start out a little bit better. It seems like the last three or four games, they've really struggled with turnovers early on, just kind of getting settled in. But other than that, I don't have a lot of complaints lately.
Yeah, no, they're playing well, man. And I was really mad, and I know I went on a little rant on my solo episode maybe about a week ago at this point or so. I don't know. Time is just a construct at this point. I don't even know time anymore. I was up at 6 a.m. this morning. I'm, like, exhausted. But no, I think they've been playing much better defense as of late in the last three games, I think is what I was saying. Last episode, the last two games. So tonight they played pretty decent defense also. So the last three games, I feel like they've been playing decently on the defensive side. It's just that, like little things that just tick me off, excuse my language, when like they don't pick up people in transition, they don't stop the ball. We're going to be having miscommunication on rotations to the point where people are just getting back cut and there's wide open layups and dunks at the rim. And there hasn't been a whole lot of that in the last three games. Now, that could be a fluke. That could just be a byproduct of who we've been playing against. So we'll have to, you know, it remains to be seen if we can keep it up. I want to see them keep up that effort, though. But I feel like if I'm just going by eye test, Trey, there's been more effort on that defensive side of the ball, and it's been better communication, better rotations, just better decision making.
Yeah, they've definitely been more active. It helps when you're not playing against the Suns and the 76ers, which are the last two teams we lost to. But the defense has been better. Io got burned on a backdoor cut by Giddey early on, and I didn't see him get burned again the rest of the game. And it was probably in the first 4 minutes. So Io seemed really checked in. I'm sure he had, you know, Giddey on in his sights, considering he has a chip on his shoulder for everyone drafted ahead of him. So great win by the Bulls. Excited to get to the All-Star break, get some rest for these guys, and get some guys back and just get healthy, because I just want to see this team with, like, the guys it's supposed to have, because we don't have Lonzo. We don't have Patrick Williams. We don't have Caruso. We didn't have Zach tonight. We didn't have Javonte. Like, there's just so many players that are gone, and it'll be nice to get to see them all play together finally.
You were saying Derek Jones Jr., because we were all expecting him to be out, I think 6 to 8 weeks was the timetable we were given. He was only out for like, 3 weeks or so, 3.5 weeks. And you were saying it's because he was able to wear that splint on his hand and play with it. That's why he was able to come back faster.
I thought that's what I saw somewhere on Twitter. I didn't go back and look afterwards, but I thought I saw he was able to wear a splint on it to kind of stabilize it. So he was able to come back and basically just kind of play through the pain. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I think you made a good point though, that he's actually, cause the Bulls need help and he's seen that. And it's a good news. That's good. That's a good look and a good thing for the organization when someone's willing to play through pain, literal pain. Like, they don't have to. No one's asking them to. They're saying, hey, I want to play because I think what we have is a special and you know, I want to help us get wins because we need these wins right now and we're down bodies. So that makes me like Derek Jones Jr. a lot more, obviously. And it just reflects well on the team, man, because it feels like you made this point, but I'm just going to reiterate it, Trey. It just feels like the Bulls themselves, the players on the team, feel like there's something special going on here, right?
They do. And to tie this into the trade deadline, I saw Casey Johnson reported that the Bulls front office, they are willing to go into the luxury tax if they think this for a contender, but they're willing to go into the luxury tax. And Derek Jones Jr., he's going to be a free agent this year. He's making $9.7 million right now. But to see him, you know, he could sit on the bench and get that finger completely healed, and no one's going to think less of him. But to have him come out in a contract year and still play with it, part of me thinks, oh, maybe he's doing that for the contract year. But to me, I'm going to look at it on the optimist point of view. This guy's willing to go out there and risk, you know, breaking it again and having to sit out, or, you know, not putting up good numbers and looking subpar because he's not 100%, but he's willing to go out there for the team because this team does have something special. And I love what he brings to the team with his athleticism, the effort he brings on the defensive end. I think whenever we have like Lonzo and Caruso back, the idea of like running Lonzo, Caruso, Io, and Derek Jones Jr. and like Patrick Williams as a unit, just the defensive chaos they could bring, it brings me so much joy. I hope he sticks around, and I think this is a great showcase for him going into, you know, unrestricted free agency.
I am so, so, so excited to get Patrick Williams back. I know we got we've been getting positive updates on him, and man, everything is pointing to him coming back this season. Hopefully he can make it back for the last, you know, 10 to a dozen games. And
we've been stoked on that early. I feel like me and you, we have been one of the earlier, you know, Bulls people talking about the fact that Patrick Williams will probably get to play some this season.
I think he's just going to be it's going to be so eye opening when he comes back and the Bulls are actually decent defensively again, which is just, you know me, I'm all about the defense, Trey. So, but no, that's going to do it for us, guys. But hey, the All-Star break is coming up. We've got some awesome, awesome content loaded up for you, though. We're not going to take any breaks, no breaks, hashtag no breaks, no days off, whatever you want to use. We're going to give you some grades for the Bulls up through the All-Star break. We're going to give you some guests I'm hoping to line up here. Lots of just good stuff, good things brewing here at Sports Ethos. So stick with us, guys, and you know, listen in, because we're going to have about a week or so without any games. So you're going to want to have some Bulls content. We're going to fill that right in your ears, straight to your dome, you know, wherever you want to imbibe it. Well, just do it in your ears. I don't think there's any other orifices I want our show to go into. But hey, quickly before we sign off on that note, we want to also remind you to all use coupon code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com for 20% off your order and free shipping. And also check out our pals at mybookie.ag. Use code HOOPBALL on the third page of sign up to unlock deposit match bonuses there as well. I'm going to go to sleep, Trey. But I'm signing off. I'm Keith Cork. You can find me on Twitter at BSBP Keith. And Trey, where can the people find you?
Listening to podcasts in my ears. And I'm on Twitter at Final Mile.
Yeah, that's a good place. So, and follow the show. Guys, until next time. Go home.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.